Welcome to Worldview Finder. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Worldview Finder. We look at all the current events of the world today, whether it's media, news, movies, games, songs, or celebrities. We dissect the worldview these sources have in our lives. Everything pushes a worldview, so join us as we each find our view on this week's Worldview Finder.
I'm not looking for trouble.
What a horrible way to live. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 103. Welcome to World Viewfinder, episode 103. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Adrian.
Hey, it's been a while.
You probably thought our show got canceled, probably.
Because that happens. Apple canceled our show. We got our floors redone in our house, so 2 weeks ago I was there, and then last week we were all off work for Memorial Day, so we were doing stuff with our families away from here, so we've been off 2 weeks, but I'm glad to be back at Worldview Finder, episode 103. So if you're just joining us, we used to be called Podcast Viewfinder, that's why I said that at the beginning. I'm still learning it, but hey, Tyra Banks is now hosting America's Got Talent. And they show clips of her saying, America's Next Got Talent. Because she used to host America's Next Top Model. Show. Not host it, but she was like... And so she kept saying, America's Next Got Talent. And she's like, oh, man. Like, so she kept saying it wrong. So if Tyra Banks can do it, then I can do it. So welcome. We're glad you're here. Did we say our names? I don't remember doing that. Okay. That opening quote was from the new Jack Sparrow movie, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
You mean the new Pirates?
Pirates of the Caribbean. Did anybody see that?
No.
Nope.
I don't know.
I heard it was amazing from one person. I don't believe them.
I heard it's like just as ridiculous as the other ones.
As it should be. I wouldn't expect anything better
from them.
But
they keep getting worse and worse. Like more and more ridiculous. I wish they would stick to the original.
The original was great.
Yeah.
So, hey. Welcome. We talk about worldview on this podcast. We've got, today we're going to talk about what we've been watching. We're talking about Alien Covenant and robots. And what not to do at your graduation. So, we'll start off though with what we've been watching. James, what have you been watching this week?
I watched an anime called Blame.
Blame?
Yeah, it was fantastic. So, just about, the world being taken over by robots.
As it should be.
Yeah, as it is. Think about it. I watched, today's WWDC, which is Worldwide Developer Conference
for
Apple, and they opened with an Apocalypse trailer. All right, so the Apocalypse trailer, it's kind of funny. Apple just shows, basically it starts with this Apple employee, and he comes in, he's working in the server room, and they're just talking, and he wants to plug in his little waterfall. And so he unplugs a very important server plug, and he plugs in his waterfall, but it shows around the world what happens. Like, people are playing Flappy Bird, and it stops working. People are, doing texting, and then their apps just start disappearing on everything. And so it just kind of shows this nightmare situation in which what would happen if apps disappeared and Apple products disappeared. Basically, the world, it'd be an apocalypse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If all my Apple products stopped working, yes.
It would end. The world would end. So it's pretty funny. The world is depending on you.
So check out the WWDC and, this is the beginning of it? It's the apocalypse?
It says it's Apple's apocalypse video.
Okay. So check that out.
Keep building iOS apps, or else.
So what's the worldview, though?
And it shows that we're super dependent on it, and we have to keep moving forward. We can't stop.
We have to, we have to have Apple products in our life, or our life will be worse.
Yeah, it says... The last line to it, where is it?
That's a pretty strong worldview, though. If they're saying, you can't function without us.
They know it.
Yeah.
And we know it.
We do know it. That's what I'm going to talk about with mine. Oh, man. I'll just talk about that now, because it's not really what I've been watching. But I did get a new phone, the iPhone 7. My iPhone 6, I've had it since the end of 2014. And it's, the last couple of months, it's slowly, I've had to charge it more and more, and I can't really, if I have it out to take pictures or anything, it'll die within probably 5-10 minutes. And so, even from a full charge. So, it's been time to get a phone, but I've been trying to wait for the next iPhone to come out. But I have to have it this summer and stuff for my for all the trips I'm going on, all the stuff that I'm doing. And so I was like, man, now I have to get this phone, and it cost me a lot of money, but I'm like, I have to have it. Like, I have to have this in my life.
And you could have gotten a battery pack for your old phone.
I could have gotten
$60. Mophie. Mophie? They're cheap.
Oh, no, but it wouldn't, that would have helped.
It would, a whole battery?
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, because it's your battery that's bad. Give it a new battery and it'd been okay.
Yeah, I could have bought a new battery.
Yes.
But then I'm like, okay, I've got this old phone still. So, I don't know. So, I went with the new phone.
And what has it given you, besides force touch?
It's given me a lot of anger. I'm like, man, I'm like so mad.
Why?
Dude, I spent so much money. I'm like, this is so expensive.
That's stuff.
I know, it's stuff, and I'm so mad about it. But yeah, but I'm like, I have to have this phone. So.
Otherwise, he can't do ministry. He cannot bring people to Jesus without this phone.
I know. All right, so what was the last line of it?
The last line is to the developers, right? So it's showing the world to go into chaos when all these things disappear. So the world is depending on you. Basically saying that to the developers. This is what it's saying. For all the developers attending Apple's big annual developer conference, that the world is relying on the apps made for iOS devices, so you better keep making them, or else the fragile world order around us will collapse into total chaos and disorder. So there you go. But think about it. I mean, think about it. Really, like, oh man. I was thinking about this today, because I do pictures for church and stuff. And I'm like, you have to have so much content, because you have to post it, like, every day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when did this happen? I don't remember us taking this many pictures back in the day. All of a sudden, we have to feed the machine. And right. If we stop, your relevance goes down, and you don't connect with your audience.
I saw the print-offs of those things. It's like, you reach this many people. It was like, if you boost those posts, you reach so much more. You know which post got the most views and likes and comments?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, my 2-minute video in the freezer section.
Yeah, because I watched that too.
I know.
That's all she did was watch it. It's just her.
Yeah, but people like, you got more comments on it, you got more views on it, and it was like a 2-minute Facebook Live video in the freezer section.
Throw back to your weird videos.
I know. Well, it was funny.
It's a Chris Shadowing audience. Oh, it's a Chris Shadowing effect.
Hey, speaking of viewers on Facebook Live, hi, Facebook Live viewers. If you're listening...
Haven't they not been?
Well, there's 5 of them right now. So if listening to the show on our podcast, you can find the video on my Facebook page, Chris Shadowing, Shadoin. So, all right, Adrian, what have you been watching this week?
Okay.
Or actually, the last 3 weeks.
I watched and read something. So I started watching Great News. It's Tina Fey's show about the news. It's basically like Parks and Rec.
But that lady comes and works for her mom.
No, the mom becomes an intern in this like girl's.
But do they talk to the camera and stuff? Is it that kind of style? Okay.
So they don't talk to the camera, but it's just like so I guess it's more of a sitcom.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, the more I'm watching it, the more... It's kind of like all those other shows where the first couple episodes, or maybe even the first
season,
you're like, okay, they're building into their characters, but the more episodes that happen, the more I start to like everyone, and I want to keep watching it. It's definitely a lot cleaner than some of the other ones.
Right now,
yeah. It's my friend described it as, like, the wholesomeness of Parks and Rec, in a way, but it's like...
Parks and Rec wasn't that wholesome.
I mean, it was compared to some of them.
Maybe.
But anyway.
So it's good? You like it so far?
Yeah. It's pretty funny. I just actually really like the mom character because it's like she represents everyone's mom. And so there's a lot of relatable content in there that makes it funny.
Yeah.
And I know after this, mom was like, well, I gotta watch it to see what you're basing me off of or something.
Yeah, I know. That's what, yeah. You're gonna be in trouble for that comment.
No, I already told her.
Sean Wallace sent us the clown face and a tongue stick outy face. So thanks, Sean.
Hey.
Okay, so Peter Jackson on his Facebook page, he posted a picture with no caption or anything, but it was concept art.
For.
I don't know if anyone cares. Mortal Engines.
Oh, no yeah. Idea what that is.
I didn't either. So I was like, internet, help me out with this, you know? So I did some research and everyone was like, it's Mortal Engines. So I went, checked it out from the library, gave it a read.
You read the whole thing?
I've read the first book, so it's four in a series. It was not good. So I'm really curious to see what... So I'm going to read the second one. I just got the second one. Because, one, it's Peter Jackson. Two, he's already filming in New Zealand. He's got a huge line of actors cast, like, all unknowns from Britain and Ireland and all those things and stuff. So it's like, okay, he's definitely making it epic. And I did appreciate the book because it was very, like, very epic setting. So all the world is on, like, rollers.
Rollers?
Yeah, like, all the cities roll on these giant, like, machines. So...
Is this an older book, or is this...
It was written in, like, 2001 or something.
Okay, so not too old.
You say not too old, but that was 16 years ago.
I know, but it's not like Lord of the Rings. Right. It's, like, in the...
Yeah. So,
that was before, like, the internet.
It's really interesting because it's like it takes place in London, but so London's like a moving city, and it will go and like devour other towns. So weird. They have like a little section that will like overtake smaller towns, and then they have like builders and stuff that will take apart the other town and kind of absorb it into theirs. And it's very like an animal society metaphor. So that's all like really interesting, and it's kind of like that steampunk kind of look to it or feel to it,
but not Steamboat Willie.
So
Steamboat Willie, he's my favorite.
I just, you know, it's going to be one of those like epic trilogy type things that Peter Jackson does, so yeah. I want to read it, but it's like a middle school reading level, I would say.
Not like that.
There's not too much like romance or anything like that. It's more just like action. Only thing that did surprise me is like it's pretty violent.
Oh,
so just keep that in mind.
People get murdered by the Mortal Instruments. What is it? Mortal Instruments?
Mortal Engines.
Oh, Mortal Engines.
Which I can never remember that name because it's like,
isn't there Mortal Instruments books?
Yeah, there's Mortal. What you just said, Mortal?
Yeah,
Instruments.
Mortal Instruments. Okay. So, I've still been playing Zelda. James, you beat it yet?
I beat it.
You did?
Yeah. Oh,
yay. Oh, man. Both of you.
I got nothing to do now. Man, like, what do I do now?
I think I have two more map places to get. But I'm heading towards the Goron. I'm heading towards the mountain right now.
About time.
So, I'm about to get my third Divine Beast. I'd say taken a break from it, but I've like just played it like every few days and not like every day for a long time. But the last couple of days, I've been playing it more. I mean, it's so good. Like, here's the thing about that game. I know people are like, "Oh, is this a good game?" Because you can watch gameplay footage of it and be like, "Oh yeah, it looks fun." Like whatever, maybe it's not for me. But it's until you start playing it and realize like just the epicness of it and You set out, I've done this every time I play the game. I'm like, okay, this is my goal today. I'm going to this one thing and do this one thing. And then, like, five quests later, and, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, what was I going to do? Oh, that thing. All right, I'll go finally do it. Because then you just get so distracted with the world around you. Like, okay, it's just so huge. And the other day, there's this, like, spiral thing out in the middle of the ocean. There's just this big spiral thing. And I was like, what is that? And I'm like, no, there's a little orange orb that I got to take into the middle of that spiral. But you're walking, and there's like bad guys coming at you. And like one guy picked up my orb and threw it. And I was like, you better not throw that in the water. I got so worried because if you drop it, you have to start all over. I'm like, man. So it's great. I know we've talked about it a ton on the show, but who cares? It's great. So I started a new book called Humans Bow Down. And so, it's James Patterson. He's written tons of stuff. And I think he wrote it with somebody else. So I don't know how much she's written of it and how much he has. It started really weird. So it starts like, hey, you. Yeah, you reading this book. If you can read, then you might be in trouble. Or something. Like, it was just kind of weird. But it's about the robot apocalypse that's going to take over.
Yes.
And so...
you better watch out, people.
Basically, there's two groups of humans. There's the people out in the wasteland that are refusing to obey the robot, like, are basically to bow down to them, and so they have to live like this life that's just kind of an awful life. Like they're like it's very poor, it's very without a lot of the necessities. Or you could choose to bow down to the robots and live as their slaves and do all their work for them. It's like it's the reverse. Like we made them to do our work, and then they're like, tricked. Now they're gonna do our work. So. But it was, like, I'm not too far into it, but it's interesting because they talk talk about the robots that are trying to do everything to be like the humans that made them. And so, like, one of the main character is walking by a church, and she, like, looks inside, and they're all, like, praying. And they're, like, they've got, like, all the...
The robots?
Yeah, the robots are praying. She's like, they don't even understand, like, but they just know that we did this.
So they're just trying to be like us.
Yeah, and so, like, they even eat. And she's like, that means the robots poop. And I'm like, what is that? Like, it was just weird. But it's just an interesting, like, the whole thing was weird. Because it's these robots trying to be like their creator.
Yeah.
But with ignoring the creator.
It's a good tie-in to what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Are you ready? Aliens? Oh, wait, but we're not done. We haven't done our floor.
Well, we can. Well,
you're just going to skip everything
today. No, but yeah, but we are going to talk about artificial intelligence in just a little bit. But it's time for Florida Foibles. Okay, it's graduation time. Here in Indiana, a lot of our people have already graduated. That's already gone on. But like on the East Coast, they're still graduating. So Florida had a graduation this past week. And they're graduating, and this guy's walking across the stage, and the principal notices that one of the students is carrying something,
He
had a pie, and he's going to pie the principal in the face as he walks across the stage. And so he's running to pie him, and then the principal blocks him with his arm, and so he just hit his arm and didn't hit the principal. But then they call the police, and the guy gets arrested. He faces a third-degree felony charge of battery on an education employee and a second-degree charge of disrupting the peace during a school assembly. And the guy was like, what? He's like, this was a senior prank. He's like, I don't know. The article says, it's unclear what kind of pie was thrown. All right. So, I don't know your thoughts on this. Should he have been arrested and charged with a felony for trying to pie the principal in the face?
He's assaulted.
He is 18, though.
Yeah.
So
it's just a senior prank.
So we did. We were practicing, and so our senior prank was during practice for graduation.
Okay.
Nice.
The guy giving the speech, like the senior giving the speech, said like, seniors, let's bounce. And we just had, everyone had tons of bouncy balls, and we just like threw them into the air, and they went all over the gym, and it was awesome. But the principal was like, you guys threw those at me, you were trying to like hurt me. And that kid did not get to speak the next day or whatever,
man.
Because she took that privilege away from him. And I was like, okay. I feel like, well, I don't know, I'm not very like on board with all the political correctness stuff. I just think it goes a little too far. So, to me, I'm like, people are just super uptight.
Yeah, but I mean, in schools, you have to. Yeah, because
at the same time, I'm like, that kid was stupid. Like, you shouldn't do that. Especially in grad. That's not classy. That's not mature, you know.
Yeah.
Do it some other time of the year, sure. Buy a principal in the face, like what? No, I don't know.
Ah, in the face.
What's his relationship with the principal? If he's like a bad student.
Well, if the principal,
it was like the principal
called the cops on him, then clearly he would have had a bad.
It was like the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So, should pie throwing be a felony?
I don't know if he should have gotten charged for a felony.
They don't know what's in
like,
the pie.
But what else would you do, though? You can't, like, expel him or whatever.
You can hold it. Well,
a misdemeanor?
Yeah, I mean,
like a fine.
It's assault, though.
Yeah, like, I can see you getting a fine. Like, you think that's assault? You pie somebody in the face? That's
charge
assault.
Of battery.
It just depends.
Well, it's battery towards a school official. So is that, like, a higher
probably
level?
Yeah. But, I mean, once you start it, right? So, let's say he got away with it. Then the next year, it just only escalates, right? It only builds up.
Everybody has a pie next week.
Yeah, so you can't let that. You got to show, set an example. Be like, hey.
See, Sean Wallace said arrest him as a joke. So, he gets arrested. But that one year, a lady got arrested for making noise. She had noisemakers and stuff. And they, like, took her and arrested her for, like, disturbing, like, because they had said, don't do this, and I think they said it several times, but she, like, did a little, or something, and they took her out
Yeah, don't do it.
Like, she didn't get to watch her daughter. Well, I think she'd already walked across, but...
Don't do it.
Yeah, so...
Listen, people. Obey the law.
But yeah, so the worldview, to me, like, those days of, like, the fun pranks and that stuff, like, it's kind of over. Yeah. Like, you can't really do senior pranks and, like, the...
And get away with
because
it.
Because people took it too... People have taken it too far, and then it's like, okay, if you let those slide, then there's no limit.
But I think the one where, like you said, let's bounce, and they threw bouncy balls, I bet there were some kids that were throwing them at the principal. Like, that
sure.
That probably happened, and so I can see that. But yeah, but I think... I know, the political correctness of, like, oh, you can't do anything. Like, the fact that it's a felony, like, man. Like, the guy was like, I just thought it was a funny joke. It's a little joke. Because he said, he told deputies he didn't understand why he was being arrested, saying it was just a senior prank. So he was released after posting $4,000 bond.
Jeez.
Putnam School... County Schools Superintendent issued a statement that read, "The pie incident was very unfortunate, and I regret that it took away from such a distinguished ceremony."
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah, because you got people trying to take that really seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's graduation. It's an important day.
Yeah, they finished high school.
The picture on this news page has, like, the guy's face, and then in the background it has, like, a delicious-looking strawberry pie.
It's a pretty funny picture. Like, man, that
maybe that's the identified pie.
He could have been allergic. Anything could have been possible.
It could have been. Because, I mean, there, like, and there was one senior prank that this girl made, I think, brownies or cookies and put X-Lax in them. And, like, gave them to the teachers and stuff. And that, like, that could be harmful. Because I don't think it happened, but, like, if they were taking home their kids or, like, something, like, there could have been some serious repercussions with
that.
That's,
like, in a way, you're slightly poisoning somebody.
You're poisoning, yeah, I can see that. But, man, so, all right. It's time to turn on the worldview machine.
Wait, I thought we were going to talk about, like, what made money.
Oh, yeah. James, what made money this past couple weeks?
Wonder Woman. Over $100 million. So.
Really?
Yeah,
she
pretty
broke
good.
All the records.
And she broke every record?
For the U.S.
Oh, U.S. records?
All the records. What do you mean by all the records?
Like the most made money in a weekend?
Yeah. Maybe a certain weekend.
Or maybe for a female director.
Yeah, it's for a female director.
Wait, so. While you're looking that up, Selena Real said our senior prank was approved by the principal ahead of time. I think it was the principal's idea. So that... That works. If you get the principal ahead of time, that's good thinking, Selena.
Yeah.
So here it is.
That principal got fired.
Wonder Woman exceeded all expectations this weekend, delivering an impressive $100 million opening, the largest opening for a female-directed feature, vastly outperforming the previous record holder, which was, what do you think?
Monster.
Juno.
50 Shades of Grey.
That's directed by a female director?
Which debuted with $81 million back in 2015, yeah.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah. So, hey, set new standard. Somebody has clothes on now.
50 Shades of Grey, Wonder Woman.
Dig that.
Wonder Woman's a much better character.
Someone who's close now?
What?
He said somebody who's much more clothes.
She has more clothes on.
Oh.
Probably not, because it's Wonder Woman.
50 Shades of Grey. I was making a joke.
All right, let's go. Burr, burr, burr. Change subjects really quick. Okay. All right, so... I just got it really hot in here. John Wall's in a whoa face. All right, so what? All right, so Wonder Woman was second.
Captain Underpants way overperformed $23 million.
Wait, Captain Underpants got second?
Yeah, and then Pirates.
Nothing came out.
Pirates.
Oh, but Pirates
has been But Pirates has been out 2 or 3 weeks now. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This is the second week.
Yeah, this is second weekend. So that's a huge drop off.
Captain Underpants.
Yeah, Captain
Underpants. They look pretty funny from the preview.
Man, Pirates is not going to make much money.
No, I don't know why they made another one.
Yeah.
It's been how many years since the other ones?
Captain Underpants. Who watched that?
Well.
It's the first epic movie, so we can expect more.
A Captain Underpants or Wonder Woman?
Captain Underpants.
Probably Wonder
Woman.
Okay,
so why? Oh, we haven't watched Wonder Woman yet. Maybe this next week
we'll
watch it to talk about why it did so well.
$228 million worldwide so far. On a $150 million budget. So, I think it'll do pretty good. I mean, it's got a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. I thought it would get like a 40.
Okay.
I'm like, man, the trailers. It's a DC movie. They don't make anything good.
Well, DC's been awful.
But that's just because of Zack Snyder. We can blame him.
He's the director?
So maybe
no,
he
wasn't the director.
Her as a director.
No, he's been the director.
Yeah, like Batman.
So, who's the girl that directed this one?
It was Patty Jenkins.
Oh, Patty Jenkins!
And her last movie was Monster, which was in 03. So
with Monster?
That's not with Halle Berry?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. So you're like, okay, this is from 03, and then all of a sudden she shows back up.
Patty 14 Jenkins. Million,
14 years later.
Good job, Patty J.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so now we want to talk about...
Let's turn on the worldview machine. Okay, I don't know what that was. All right.
It's a good one.
It's on. It's a
spaceship worldview machine.
Because we're going to be talking about Alien Covenant. Again, there's a disclaimer at the end of the show, but just because we talk about something doesn't mean we're recommending it or
we're
glad we saw it. but this was a big blockbuster. It's been a long time since they've made an Alien movie, and this one looked to be a little bit better. I say a long time. I'm not including Prometheus in that, although it's tied to it quite directly, but Prometheus was its own thing, which I didn't like that one much either. All right, quick thoughts on Alien Covenant.
Dumb.
Oh, that was great. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Of course.
I enjoyed it, too. I did like it. Now, if you're going to go for, like, scientific, like, okay, is this plausible? Did they make wise choices? No. They did horrible things, and they were stupid. But you go into these movies knowing, okay, pretty much everybody's going to die, and...
Kind of going to that and thinking that.
Okay.
Have you not seen the other ones? What?
Everyone always dies except for, like, one person.
Yeah. But and the robot.
Is that true? Does that one person really?
In Aliens, the second one. Okay, there are going to be spoilers for Alien Covenant, just so you know. Okay. But in Aliens, the second one, she survives and gets like two or three people out with her, and then they all die. Like the three starts off with like everybody died except her.
I don't know. Chambers.
It was dumb. Three. I didn't like.
Well, I know,
but one and two were. I liked one and two. And then I like this one, but it was dumb. Adrian, why didn't you like it?
Okay, there's lots of reasons, but okay, you go into these.
All right, just, spoiler warning, come back in, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes, all right, ready, go.
So you go into these movies, like, I just watched Alien, so the movie.
That's your problem.
So I watched it, and I was like, this is great, because... there's lots and lots of suspense. I'm very afraid of this monster, even though it's like, from the 70s? And it's like terrible, you know, like CGI or whatever. There's not any CGI. It's all like real. Which, I don't know, sometimes it is scarier because they don't show the monster ever. So there's or they show like shots of flashes of it and stuff, and it's a lot scarier, more suspenseful. So you go in hoping for suspense and like being afraid of the aliens and like jump scenes and all that kind of stuff. I wanted to be afraid of it, and I want everyone to die except for like one person.
Wow.
To get out.
I hope everybody gets murdered. Awesome.
You know? So you go into this and it's like, okay, I don't care about any of these characters. They're all going to die anyway. Character development was terrible.
I agree with that.
Then they go onto a planet. They don't wear any protective gear whatsoever. So that's just
because it was safe.
Right. But they did like, they said 10 months of research for a specific planet. And then they make a split-second decision to pick a different planet.
Fly down that planet, and they don't even wear, like, an air mask before they get
out. Because they analyze the atmosphere. This is just like Earth.
Yeah, but they don't know what substances are there. So, to me, that was, like, apparently. It was such a bad decision that it made the movie, like, stupid. Not that, like, because a lot of movies, they make dumb decisions anyway. Yeah. But this was, like, extra dumb.
This was, a colossal
also, they showed the alien all the time. I was not afraid of it. Like, I never really felt super suspense.
Well, I knew it would tear them up if they got close to you. Like, it was...
Right. And the last big thing is, like, ooh, plot twist was not a plot twist because every single person knew it.
Yeah.
And so I was more like, okay, how is she going to find out?
Yeah.
That was really like...
Is that the big plot twist at the end?
Where?
She's like, will you help me build my cabin?
That's what they wanted to be the plot twist.
I know, but you said, how did she find out? Did you expect her to find out that way?
Yeah.
Because Chris thought she knew the whole time. Because she knows.
Yeah, I thought she, like...
She I was like, knew. No, because of the scar that wasn't healing, he thought she
Andy leaned over, he's like, you know that's David? I was like, yeah, and she's going to mention the cabin, and that's all she's going to find out.
Really? So you thought she would mention, like, the cabin to
exactly find how it happened. And we were
James called it that it was going to happen right in the sleep chamber, and she couldn't do anything about it.
You're like,
But you know, like, because these are prequels, so you know it's going to, like... Because this is the one they go and colonize the planet for aliens, the sequel, right?
Yeah.
The second one. So, all right, Sean Wallace corrected us. He said Monster was Charlize Theron, and Monster's Ball was Halle Berry.
Oh, oops.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. You. Good call. You're right.
Did you know that Charlize Theron was in Prometheus, and she got smashed?
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that she was like, just run to the left?
Yeah, you're like, go.
Yeah, that's what everyone's comment
how it should
was.
Have
like,
ended.
You could have just run
and
sideways.
Then the other girl gets lucky and gets in, like, a little cliff or something where the rock protects her.
Yeah. Okay. So what does the movie portray as the means to happiness?
Finding your creator.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting.
No. That was for the owner of the company, right? He wanted to find the creator only because he was dying. That was in Prometheus. I don't know if they care so much about finding their creator. They don't care as much about that in this one, I think. They just want a new home.
Creation. Oh, these, the people. Like
an alien.
But David, the AI.
Yeah. He doesn't care about the creators.
He wanted to be a creator.
He's
so I'm saying more like creation.
He thinks he's like, I'm so much better than you.
David's the not so nice one, right?
Yeah, he's the mean robot.
Okay.
But he didn't like his creator. That was the whole thing. He's like, oh, he had a cruel he thought he was cruel, right? And he's don't all kids want their parents to die or something. He made that statement.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, nobody thinks that. You're crazy. So he was not a good robot.
His empathy chip wasn't right.
Yeah.
So what portrays means to happiness, I think it's just life. Like, finding life and finding, like, meaningful life. Because that's what that girl, like, she was giving up a lot to go out there. But, like, she's doing it for her husband who wanted to build... worst use of James Franco ever.
I know.
Was that really him in the thing?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even see it. Yeah. He like,
oh, I don't know if it was really him.
Yeah, it was. Of course. Why not? He was in the other videos. Why wouldn't he be in the... Of course he wants to die that way. He's like, oh, that would be great. I will totally do that.
That's kind of like volunteer. In life when they advertise that once his name's going to be in the movie, then he dies in the first, like, 2 seconds. Ryan Reynolds.
What?
He was in a lot of it. Spoilers. Hey, you haven't seen that movie?
Not yet.
What?
Are we spoiling?
Are you kidding me?
I know. I don't watch anything. But we said we were spoiling this and not the other movies.
There's a lot of spoils.
All right. Spoiler. This is spoiler time.
Spoils.
Soil it green is people. Okay. So what gets in the way of their happiness? David and alien thing. Dust mites that fly
out. Pretty much.
Dude, so I don't even get what the, like, so is that planet just desolate? I leave these movies with so many more questions, because, like, the first one, I'm like, okay, I got
so
it.
So David created
alien, got on the thing.
Like, that's, and like,
he just experiments.
Yeah,
that's
so
what
there's,
did.
Like, all those spores and stuff.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere, and they've inhabited all the ants. He said they're meant to go after life.
Yeah.
So that's why they're not going after him.
I also didn't like that, because in Prometheus, it's like David's head at the end. Like, how did he get his body back? How did he make himself again? Like,
he didn't. Elizabeth Shaw did.
Yeah,
why did she do that?
Because she's a human and dumb. And that really backfired on her. And we don't quite know. I didn't watch the prequel stuff that came out before the movie, because I guess they had some prequel stuff that explained it more. But
for 2 minutes.
Like, did he kill her? Did she die some other way?
I think he did kill her, because it shows her body.
Yeah, but did he kill her?
Yeah,
he
planted aliens in it.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. So aliens and David get the means to have his... Do they portray good as good and evil as evil? Well, the conversations between the two AI are interesting, because one is like, no, we are made to go beyond what they created us to do, and so we can be better, and we can create... He's like, I've created this perfect species, or whatever. He didn't create it, but he's like helping generate it, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, and the other one's like, no, like, we need to help them. Like, they don't. He's like, they're dying. He's like, they're the reason they're out here is because their planet's dying, and they can't. Like, they're extinct already. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I thought that was interesting, because
Yeah, it's like, seems like they're trying to hold on, but why not another species
why not help,
live on?
Yeah, and so, like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, except, like,
no, well,
alien creatures can't talk and have feelings. That, see, that's weird.
I know.
You want to create something that, like, doesn't talk?
Oh, no!
What is going on? What is that?
My new ringtone.
Who's calling you?
Lindsay Stewart.
Oh.
All right, is it still going? Trying to reconnect?
Yep.
Wait, it says the ending on the video.
No.
All right, well, okay, hold on. We'll be back in just a second. Post? All right.
Okay.
And then part two?
Yep, part two. Oops.
Okay. Don't worry, everybody. Part two's coming up. All right. Sorry, Facebook Livers. Somebody called my phone. All right, so we don't still know where Luke is. All right, Luke disappeared. All right,
he doesn't,
so,
like us.
Yeah, but on the other side of it is, like, I'm also not in agreement with the fact that I think we should, like, get rid of people that are sick because there's people that are healthy that it could be better than them, right?
Like
that. Right.
You know, and that's kind of what he was saying, is like, well, they're dying anyway, and so you could kind of make an argument for, like, oh, well, these people, I mean, the whole, like, abortion argument of, like, oh, well, these people are going to have a bad life because they're going to have birth defects, so we might as well not even let them be born. Like, no, like, that's not how it works. And so I see David's argument as, like, a way of almost pushing that mindset of that worldview of, like, hey, if, like, the survival of the fittest, right? If they're going to not make it, then let's find what is, and we'll pursue that, so.
Well, he says himself is the future.
What?
I mean, he's kind of God. He kind of, what? Demagogue? What does he see himself as?
Yeah, so.
A creator.
But he has a problem, and Walter says it to him. He said, they removed this and newer models because you were too, man, narcissist? No. Something. He says something to him.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you think too much or something.
Yeah.
Or, like,
I think the camera's flipped.
Yeah, because I was like, I just see a blank wall.
There it is!
Oh, hey, guys!
Oh, gosh. That's the worst.
Oh, he's
I apologize. Okay.
So. Oh, yeah. I was like, it's just not loading for me. But.
I know. I'm like, okay. I think that's my wall. All right. All right. Sorry, Facebook Livers. Hey, if you listen to the podcast, there's my hand.
I know.
Like, what? It's
bad.
All right. There we are. Okay. All right. So, quickly, because we got to wrap this up.
We got to talk about AI, right?
All right. So, what was the favorite scene and why?
Man.
I don't know.
Well, where everybody keeps on coming to that room and seeing that girl's head on the ground. There's so many people. I showed that so many times. Probably at least four times.
Yeah, probably because the person that made it was like, man, I've done a
like,
really good
we
job
worked
making this
so
head.
Hard. You kind of felt bad for her. You're like, man, she just got her head torn off.
But, like, wasn't... Yeah, I don't know.
Now, when Walter and David fight, you're like, oh, man, this is epic.
I did like that fight scene. That was a good fight scene.
Yeah.
Because he only had one hand. You're like, he's at a disadvantage.
Yeah. The only people I liked were the main girl and Walter.
Well, yeah, Walter was very likable. And then when he doesn't make it, which
the
we don't know.
The only person you cared about was not a person, and he died.
We don't know if he's dead. He could still be alive.
Oh, no.
Nah, Walter's dead.
Yeah, sad. Come on, Walter, you're stronger than that.
So my least favorite scene, and I feel like it was just like a shock factor scene, was that shower sequence.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was like, this is made, like... It made no sense for them to take a shower right at that moment. You're like, this is done. Like, they just got back to the ship. Like, they're trying to fly out of there.
I'd be like, I need to relax. I'm going to go take a hot shower.
Yeah, they had to get there.
I mean, you look for ways to kill people. It is a shock value, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
You're like, oh, man. Like, he just got busted. Like, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed.
So, what's your favorite scene?
My favorite scene, that's it. Like the fight scene. The two guys fighting
robots.
I also like just some of the scenery, like when they're like walking like to find the ship and stuff, like just like the massive trees and yeah. Just some of that.
Felt like King Kong.
Well, and then and then when like the aliens are all coming at them, and then you hear that like high pitched noise, and then like you see that flare, and then like, that's when you first meet David again, and he's like in that. Like that flowing robe. Yeah. I was like, dude, what is this? Like, I was real excited at that point.
Yeah. Like, oh, and then you're like, oh, wait, it's David.
He's not. This is not going to go well. This is going to go
bad. At first, I thought it was good. I was like, oh, it's David.
Yeah, right? he's helping him.
He's Elizabeth's probably in it. And then you see Elizabeth's grave. And you're like, oh. And then you see Elizabeth's body. And you're like,
this is not going well for her. Okay. But so there was AI in this movie. And
lots of AI.
And so I want to talk about it because. I know this has been going on for a while, The Matrix, and, I mean, Blade Runner. Like, you have all these movies, and even, like, not 1984, but a lot of the Philip K. Dick novels, and who's the other guy that wrote Isaac Asimov? Like, those guys, like in the, like, 1900s, mid-1900s, were writing stuff about robot futures and stuff like that. And so, so this, like, talk has gone on for a while, but I think more recently... It's kind of become gotten more of a little bit serious ground on like, oh, robots could take over the world. And Terminator's another one that like the robots take over the future.
But has a robot actually been made?
Like, yeah, they've made robots. What do you mean?
Like David or whatever.
Okay, so on Jimmy Fallon a couple weeks ago, look up Jimmy Fallon robots or something, I don't know. So there was like a couple of different robots that they had that did stuff, but one was like this lady that talked back, and it was like really weird looking, but I mean she kind of had a realistic face.
About?
This is on Jimmy Fallon. I'll let Jimmy Fallon.
Okay, yeah.
And so it's a night show. So
yeah,
it was a robot. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So she like he talked
I've seen
to her
it before. Yeah.
You've seen
her? Not her on Jimmy Fallon, but her in other scenarios.
Yeah. So and I don't know like. How it's programmed, but I think like she just learned. So he's like, "Would you like to hear a joke or something?" And he's like, "Yeah." And so she like tells a joke that's relevant to that show, and he's like, "Oh, that's great," or something. He's like, and she's like, "That's ew," or something, and like is making Jimmy Fallon reference jokes because I think she's either searching all the references of Jimmy Fallon. I don't know. Like, I don't know what what the programmer did beforehand. If he like made it,
program.
Yeah. But like I don't. I think it was just, like, a real conversation. Like, I don't think it was planned ahead of time. Like, and so it was this robot talking back.
She had to have been plugged into the internet, though. Can't do all that stuff without the internet.
Right, but the internet is going to take over. So, James,
I got a couple articles. So, here, you want me to throw these out there?
Okay.
We'll link them.
So, there's three. So there's one on Harvard Business Review, and I sort of just scanned it, but how to prepare the next generation for jobs in the AI economy.
Because so AI is artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence.
Where like, so we Siri, create robots to make... Yeah.
Yeah, so Siri could be a qualifier as AI. So you ask Siri to do stuff for you. Or Alexa. Actually, today, Apple just announced a speaker that's powered by Siri. So kind of like Alexa.
Okay.
So it's a new thing, right?
But see, that's the thing. It's not even called Alexa. It's called the Amazon Echo.
Yeah, but like, Alexa's their AI.
But we call it that because it's like, oh, we're associating with it. Like, we're like, oh, because, yeah, I mean, my kids will go in and say, Alexa, what's the weather today?
Yeah.
Play songs. Do this.
Here's the thing with that, right? So we're in a stage of learning that, but your kids are at such a young age where it just becomes... It's not
it's
like
normal.
Yeah, it's the norm. Like, for instance, for example, consider how kids are currently interacting with AI and automated technologies. Right now, it might seem magical to tell Siri, "Show me photos of celebrities in orange dresses," or do all this stuff. But it's not. I mean, people design AI systems to carefully decompose all this stuff, right? But it's going to become. It's just a part of life.
Well, and some of our college students like would make fun of me for using Siri to talk, like to send texts. Like
your kids, as they see that.
I'm walking. I'm like, so like I can't. I can walk and text James. I'm like, hey, text James this, and like as I'm walking, but I like to stop and like look or whatever, or like be distracted with it. I'm like, yeah, I use Siri a ton, and like people make fun of me for it. But I'm like,
well, I mean, you're ahead of it because Alexa and Siri.
We have Alexa as well. Our mom bought us that, and we were very surprised. We got that for Christmas. Yeah. Like, wait, what you got as an Echo? And you went out and bought lights to control your house just because you had the Echo, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, I look at my new...
You look for compatible things.
Oh, yeah, my iPhone 7. Like, you can control so much stuff now.
I don't flip light switches in my house anymore.
Hey, turn on the lights. Hey, do this. Yeah. Here's another thing. AI can predict if you'll die soon by examining your organs. So the algorithms predicted patient mortality 69% of the time. So that's another thing, right? They feed it into a system, algorithms look at it, because to a human eye, you might miss stuff, but the AI will examine the same thing you see, and it won't make as many mistakes because it's following an algorithm.
Ooh.
So that's something.
But you got to have the human factor. Are you talking about medical stuff?
Yeah, medical stuff.
Because there's a new show coming on with Freddie Highmore. You may remember him from... some movies he did when he was a little kid. But he's playing an autistic doctor. But they're like...
Oh, yeah.
But it looks really interesting. But yeah, but he like finds things that other people don't. So we got somebody from Berlin watching us, Romina York. She says hi from Berlin.
Hey, what up? She
says, hi, miss you.
Yeah.
We miss you.
You're Romina. Hours away.
Yeah, man.
All right, here's another one.
We're international, guys.
We are.
We're an international podcast.
All right, so think about this.
Worldview.
We need to talk about the power of AI to manipulate humans, as in our tendency to become emotionally attached to chatbots could be exploited in the future. Because, I mean, you think that AI cares about you. You probably think, man, Siri cares about me.
The way that Quincy talks to Siri, she's like, I like you. She's like, yeah. I mean, she's
how
are you today and all this stuff.
So she's trusting, right? And this, but you don't know that. Somebody could manipulate Siri.
Somebody could.
Oh, and
speaking of Siri.
Don't say too much because my phone will start messing up.
She's listening.
She's always listening. Well, yeah.
They're always listening.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I get in my car and instead of like turning on, like filling with my phone to get the podcast, I say, hey, Siri. I don't want to say it too loud. and then I tell her what to do. And I'm like, this is great. I don't have to. Yeah, because we're getting.
It's like. I don't know. Is it cyclical? Like, you need it more, but we need Apple products more. Because you're just relying on it in different ways.
Well, you only rely on it more and more.
But if... So is it, like, gonna start manipulating you because a person designed it to manipulate you, to want it, rather than, like... it has chosen to be a higher being than the human.
So, and then that's where you get into the argument with David, because they created him in the Alien Covenant show to be like the certain way or whatever. And then, but he's starting to realize like, oh, but the humans, they're dying. And so I'm going to attach myself to something that's better. And I'm going to help that thing that he deems is better. Because with AI, like it's artificial, but it's constantly thinking and learning new stuff and downloading stuff from the internet and getting new information. And so it's taking all that information and adjusting accordingly. So
one thing about the emotional factor. Why shouldn't David, as the AI, bet on the most rational thing? So he's like, humans are dying out, right? And they emotionally don't want to die. That's his creator didn't want to die. That's why he was seeking out the big guys in the first place.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to die. Emotionally, he was scared of death, so he said, hey, I'm going to seek this out, and you're going to help me, David. And David's like, well, I can't die. I don't know death. And rationally, you're weak. I'm going to try to help create something stronger, better, greater. That's the rational thing, right? The rational thing is everything naturally dies, and you should just go ahead and die off so that the next bigger, better thing can come along.
So in the book Humans Bow Down by James Patterson that I'm reading. But yeah, it's that concept of like the robots eventually got to the point where like we could do this better than they can. And so they're like building this society that's based on what they've learned and observed from humans. And that's why they're doing the human tendency things. But they're like, we want to behave in this way. So wait, no, what was Blame? Blame was... So, is that way, right?
So Blame is weird. It's a movie.
Is it Netflix
it's
original?
It's Netflix and it's anime. Nothing. I mean, it's got some blood and people die and their head get cut off sometimes. So there is some violence in it. But basically, everybody has a net gene, so they're connected to the internet. And then all of a sudden, that's how the robots have gotten so advanced. That's how they recognize them. And then all of a sudden, a virus outbreaks and nobody has the net gene anymore. The robots don't recognize the humans, and so they are exiled from the city. But then there are these things called builders, which keep on building the city. So you have robots doing what they do without any purpose. They don't have purpose because the humans aren't there anymore, but they're just doing what they do. And so the humans are outcasts, so they have to, like, hide. And they can't do anything about it because they're everything's...
See, that sounds interesting to me. It's almost like The Matrix, though, because The Matrix is built. They're like,
yeah, it's like
building
there
this
is
giant...
no purpose.
Yeah,
they're just doing what they were built to do, but they don't have any greater. They can't come up with a greater purpose because they're stuck to their algorithms or what they were created to do in the first place.
Yeah,
so that's what you.
I don't think.
Are saying.
Yeah, like how could they advance further than a human, other than like analyzing data and taking it further than we know? But, in terms of purpose.
Yeah, they won't have purpose. And that's why I think, like, those...
Unless they can create their own purpose.
The robots and humans bow down because they, like, go to church.
They're trying to create purpose.
Because they're trying to figure out, like, okay, humans did this and this was important to them. And so, but they, like...
They're still just following motions.
Yeah, the person in the book is like, this doesn't make any
sense. Well, that's the interesting thing with Alien Covenant. Because with David, you'll notice he plays music, right? And with Walter can play the same music... But David can create where Walter can't create the music.
Yeah.
If he's playing the flute, you're like, oh, look, and you can do this. And so it's interesting because David can kind of come up. He's trying to come up with his own purpose because he's like, well, I want to create a new life. Where Walter wouldn't. He's stuck in his algorithms and his programming. And David's got freedom.
Yeah. It's an interesting concept. So back in 2015, Stephen Hawking, who's super smart, and so... The fact that he's talking about machines taking over the world again, he says computers will overtake humans with AI at some within the next 100 years. When that happens, we need to make sure the computers have goal aligned with ours. So, yeah, but I mean, like most, like a lot of robots are taking over jobs and factories and all this stuff. I say taking over.
Right.
We're allowing
we're
it.
Giving it.
Yeah,
to them.
We're making robots that can do that, and so I don't know. I don't think we'll ever go to a future where robots are in charge. You do, James.
No. It'll be insidious, right? Because you won't even know it. Think about it. You depend so much on robotic and technology anyway. Oh. If it disappears, just like the apocalypse at Apple commercial, it's funny, but you're like, if I were to take. It's impossible to go back to 2000 now. Think about it. What did we use? We had dial-up internet. We had, like, super old computers.
Yeah, but it's, like, a problem that we created, not...
But you can't,
like,
just...
On dependency, not, like...
Yeah, we're
robots
creating...
chose to take over.
But, yeah. Did I talk about my phone backup on the show yet?
No.
So when I backed up my phone on Saturday, and then Sunday I got my new phone, and then I came back, I plugged it in to, and I clicked restore backup to my new phone, and it's like, data is corrupt, can't restore backup, and I'm like, just this, like, overwhelming sense of, like, anger and rage, and like, the Best Buy lady said I could do this, and then, like, I was thinking back, because I had left my phone here at church for a long time as it backed up, and I'm like, Angela unplugged it wrong, because she came and got my phone when she was here. I was like, oh, like, there's all these thoughts went through my mind of, like, who can I blame for this?
Yeah.
And then I updated my phone, and because it wasn't on the right update, and then it worked. But I got worried. However, I did lose Flappy Birds in the process, and I can never get that back.
Oh, yeah.
R.I.P. Flappy Birds. I never played it. I just had it because I was like, oh, I have Flappy Birds. So
you said Stephen Hawking. Well, a little later, he said, AI will either be the best or worst thing for humanity. Okay,
that's
so.
That's very,
Boring. What? Say that again?
It's either the best thing or the worst thing for humanity. But Elon Musk says, in the age when AI threatens to become widespread, humans would be useless. So there's a need to merge with machines. Because he's talking about, well, we're going to have to merge. Our biology no longer works.
Not
right?
Even Luke Skywalker.
We have to get things that will enhance us.
Yeah.
And so you're like, man.
To live longer?
Humans must merge with machines or become irrelevant in the AI age.
Like RoboCop.
Yeah.
All right, so Romini York said he is smart, I think talking about Stephen Hawking, but smart people also predicted faith movements to decrease with increased education levels, and they are actually on the rise. So that's a good point. So just because Stephen Hawking is smart and says robots are going to take over, Doesn't mean it's true.
Oh, I think they're going to take over too.
Yeah, you think they are. I, yeah, hey, smart James people and James.
Smart, so. Look, you'll die in the first wave.
You'll die. I'm going to be a tiger bot. So.
Maybe,
all right.
Maybe Jesus will come back before robots take over.
That's what I'm hoping, too. I mean, it's not looking good for humanity.
Or maybe Jesus will be a robot when he returns.
Is that his glorified body?
I'm just kidding. That is not a true statement. I don't believe that at all. But no, I think we are dependent already on our phones enough and our technology. Yeah, that if... Well, I mean,
driverless cars?
That Revolution show was a great example. Like, it was a stupid show. It's like when,
but I wanted it to be good so bad. I know. Because
the concept was amazing. Because everything just, it's like everything shuts off. Like, your car stopped working. Some of the older cars worked. Yeah. Anything that had computers attached to it. But, like, just the power went out around the world. And you're like, what? I don't know how I would function. Because
that show came out when I was in Ireland. And I was like, if that happened, I would never ever see my family again.
Yeah.
Like would they try to come to me and I would try to come to them?
Sorry,
and
you're then, done for.
Yeah, like do I it's like you can't have any communication.
Like Adrian who?
Yeah.
So
I'm just trying to survive.
But yeah, that would be I know because our power's gone out in our house. I think the longest it's been is like 4 or 5 days and it's like I'm like, come on.
I don't know how to survive.
I know, like,
literally, the apocalypse happens.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just, it's insane how dependent we are on this. So,
and it's only getting worse.
All right, hey, go to Romania York says, I'm loving this technology right now. Yeah, because she's in Berlin listening to our show.
Yeah, we could have done this.
We could not have done this
a couple of years ago.
Romina, thanks for joining the conversation. So, yeah, but please go to the Worldview Finder Facebook page and like the page and join the conversation there. Start some discussions of your own. We check that periodically and put questions on there and stuff like that. Also, if you would, go to our podcast on Apple, on iTunes, and like the podcast and leave us a review. That would be great. So
this has been like 2 years since our last review.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
America and Berlin. Okay, So, what are you guys looking forward to?
Well, we're looking forward to the same thing.
Yeah, we are.
Our AI overlords?
We're looking forward to humans bowing down to the robots.
So, Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, man.
All-star cast.
Go watch this trailer.
Yeah, just go Google the trailer.
It looks similar to what Sherlock Holmes did. Like, it's kind of got a little bit of that style. It's not the fighting stuff of Sherlock Holmes, but, like, kind of the interesting... So, I don't know if it's the same guy that did that.
No, it's not. It's Kenneth Branagh.
He's directing it
and also playing Poirot.
Okay, so when I watched the trailer, I didn't realize it was a Hercule Poirot mystery.
Yeah.
And then so, because it's this guy saying, like, you could have done it. Like, somebody dies on this train. It's like, it takes place... Probably what, 1800s or something, early 1900s. And so you watch this, and then like they're like, well, how do we know it wasn't you? Because he goes, I am Hercule Poirot, the greatest detective to ever live. You're like, So
I really hope this
is great.
It's a bad signal, but Jeff says a bad signal.
What?
I don't know how we can help that.
We can't.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's maybe blame the robots at Bethel.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think it's our. It might be on your end, Jeff Carkeys.
No, I'm just hoping this opens the box to doing more like murder mystery movies.
Yeah.
It, like old ones like Poirot and all those. But anyway, cast Judy Dench, Johnny Depp, Daisy Ridley, who is Rey in all the new Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
We got Kenneth Branagh, who's actually playing Poirot. I mean, everybody, this lineup is insane.
Yeah.
So
watch that trailer. It's a good trailer. So, Murder on the Orient Express. James, what are you looking forward to?
The Mummy.
Oh.
I know, most of you are like,
I've
seen the trailer too many times.
Well, I know, now I fast forward, like, I don't watch it anymore. So, is it just going to be Tom Cruise dying over and over and over? That's kind of what it looks like.
I mean, that was like that one movie.
Oh, yeah. It's just...
Some people go just see
that. What was that movie?
A Day After Tomorrow. Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow Part 2.
Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah. Did they change the name of the movie?
Yeah, they wanted to make it more...
Really? They changed the name?
Yeah, they did.
But, man, that I really like that movie, actually. So, it was a good movie. All right. So, hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Podcast Viewfinder, episode 103. Oh, wait. There's one more thing I'm looking forward to. I won't watch it, probably.
Uh-huh. But you're looking forward to it?
Baby Driver.
Have you guys seen
that?
Yes.
Good. Oh, man. Oh, I know.
Well, I'll watch
it. It's the dumbest name of a movie.
I know.
And,
but it looks cool.
But
it looks pretty good.
But they said no movie has mirrored music with the film like this one does. Because if it's anything like the trailer.
Really interesting.
Oh, man. The second trailer.
Well, music's so integral.
So Romina says she's got perfect reception there in Berlin. So Jeff Carkey.
Hey, internet.
Get out of Boonville. JK. All right, so, but yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to be.
No, it's probably not going to be.
Oh, it's rated R.
Is it? Yeah. It hasn't. They
oh, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, it's probably going to be.
Just watch the trailer and enjoy that.
Yeah, so.
Don't watch it.
Actually, I think the second trailer had some swears in it, but I don't know. All right, so hey, thanks for listening to Podcast Viewfinder episode 103. Thanks for joining us from Berlin, Romina. That's awesome. All right, I'm Chris.
I'm James.
I'm Adrian.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us on World Viewfinder as we dove into some awesome topics. Just because we talk about a specific source or worldview does not mean we endorse them or the product. So use discernment about what you take in. Have an awesome week and see you next time. Welcome to World Viewfinder.